Yeah, what's going on, man?
Just another day.
Another day. Do anything special for today's day?
No, I spent the day by myself. Not with the dog.
Well, there you go. I mean, something. You were baking though, weren't you?
I did. I made some banana bread.
Nice, nice.
We
Was it
went to the
green?
dog yesterday. No, I was just going to say banana colored. That's not right either. It was bread colored.
Now you sent us a picture. It looked good, man. It looked good.
Brownish, but I don't see colors, so it's okay.
Yeah, hey, as long as it tastes all right. It's just you and me tonight. Bob's not here. Not sure what's going on there. But you'd thrown out a really cool text. That just blew me away. And man, I definitely want to talk on this because this was just awesome. So I'm just gonna give you the floor here because this was super cool and would love to see like if you've got it to a point where there's still some things about this magical item that you still are unaware of and of who they are.
So on Saturday, I met up with some friends to go do Quakertown Flea Market. The friends I met up with, just two older guys. When I moved up here, there was a toy store down the way, and I'm into toys. Became friends with the guy who ran that store, and another guy who's local in the area who runs a booth in Redinger's antique market up in Adamstown. And the guy in Adamtown deals with older stuff, Matchbox cars and Hot Wheels and stuff. I really like him too, but he gets people that bring him in stuff all the time, and he does know what I'm into. So they tend to, if something comes in that one of the other guys likes, we hold it for them or let them know. And he had this book come in last week. I never actually saw the title. It's the Pictorial History of Wrestling, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Let's see.
Now,
That's right. Now, yeah, it was the first time you've said the mention to the title, so I gotta look this up now.
Gallery Books, published in 1984. So the book must have been new when this woman read it to him. He said it was an older woman, I guess about his age, and he's like in the 60s. They're all retired. And he apparently did something at some, he said the Spectrum, but looking at this, a lot of this stuff in here is signed from Allentown, which is a local town down here. So I'm thinking it was more closer to Allentown. But apparently she did something at a venue where a lot of wrestlers came in. And it looks like she was a big fan or had something to do with the, I don't know, booking of the wrestlers or booking of the venue or something along those lines. But this book is full, and it's actually cool if you throw it. It's like you have biographies of the wrestlers, and some of it never even showed you that part. Some of them are highlighted, so this woman actually went through and almost like she highlighted stuff like she was actually paying attention to stuff, like people highlight Bible in Bibles,
Right.
which is fascinating, like people's records, wins, losses, and stuff like that. But what we noticed, or what he noticed, is in the beginning of the book, it's almost like a yearbook. There's all these people sign across the front of the pages, signatures from the wrestling. To Nancy, best wishes, Dick Kroll, for instance, who was one of the referees back in the 80s. They all look like they're from 84, 85, and 86, and 100 signatures. Made. Just going through it, I took a pile of pictures of everything. Piles of the big names from the 80s, NWA, that's not right, AWA and WWF are in here, and it's just awesome. I mean, I know we talk about wrestling a lot, and we talk about ECW, but as much as I love ECW, this was when I was really into wrestling. Was Well, maybe a little after this, maybe more the 90s, but he still had the same wrestlers, the Hulk Hogan's, Rock and Wrestling cartoon, the I can't think of her name, the Goonie or Good Enough Girl,
Piper
and those guys. So just, this is cool. Like, he knew I was into signatures, and he knew I was into wrestling. So he's like, well, I'm going to hold this for you. I gave the $100 credit for it. So I'll just take the $100, you know, cash if you want to give it to me. So it's like a clean sweep for him. So it's basically like I bought it off the woman. All I knew about it before I, you know, got the book from him was Captain Lou signed it and Junkyard Dog signed it. There were more people inside of it other than that. He's not a big wrestling guy, so he wouldn't have known a lot of the names that were in here.
There's a couple of them. We'll get to them there. That I think, wrestling fan or not, you would know the person. And you said there's about 100 signatures, correct? That you counted up.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah.
So you're about $1 an autograph. Yep. Which is insane.
And what's fascinating is some of them. I guess she must have picked her favorite pictures to get signed. Because, like I said, each wrestler has, like, their own write-up, but there's pictures throughout of it because it's a pictorial history. So some wrestlers are just fighting other wrestlers on some of the pages. So some guys may not have signed their things. They may have signed a picture on another page, which is odd, too. So there's signatures in the front and back and on the biographies themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one I noticed was, as soon as you open it up, you see Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. You see Cowboy Bob Orton. I can't think of his kid's name, but his kid's wrestling now, and probably gets been wrestling for the last 10, 15 years. But yeah, there was Mr. Fiji's in here. Mr. Fiji. Junkyard Dog was a big one. Well, he was cool. Tony Atlas. Just living through looking at some of the signatures there.
Yeah, you sent us some pictures, and I was trying to look at some of the oddball ones, and one of that stuck out to me, I believe, is Johnny Rods, who was ends up, and I believe that's who that one was. I pointed out to you yesterday, and he was a big trainer. Speaking of ECW, Johnny Rods kind of had he's not really I'd say a household name for our generation per se. But he had a wrestling school in Brooklyn, and a lot of those guys went through there. And I believe he's still training to this day. But Johnny Rods was his name, but John Rodriguez. And I want to say that, yeah, so and the reason why I brought him up was because he's the guy responsible for training Tommy Dreamer, Bubba Ray and D-Von, Taz. You know, you've got some iconic ECW names that went through him. So I just thought that was cool.
We also mentioned, you got Larry Sharp, the Monster
Factory. Yeah, the Monster Factory guy. Yeah, that was cool too.
But then you also, like I said, there's a guy, I don't know if it's Big John Studd, but there's a guy that signed it, Big John. Then a couple different wrestlers called that, but that was kind of cool. You have the two, Sika and Jesus Christ, the ones that Wild Samoan, yeah, both Wild Samoans in here,
yeah.
Just like I said, you flip through, you keep Dino Bravo signed his page, Carlos Colon signed his page. You have two of the Freebirds, the two good ones, I think, Michael Hayes and I forget who the other one was.
Let's see. You got Michael Hayes, and who did you? Yeah, you sent a picture
Gilbert,
of it.
Gilbert.
Buddy Roberts. You got Buddy Roberts.
Yeah.
And it's funny too, looking at some of these autographs too. That's cool, man. But the funny thing is, looking at Buddy Roberts' autograph, it's like how poor their handwriting was.
Oh yeah, it's one of them. Rick Martel, Kamala, his. And that's what's cool too, is you get people signing it with the names they used at the time. Like you got Mike Rotundo as opposed to Mike Rotundo, same guy, just different. Different who had, you know, went on to become IRS, which is kind of cool.
Yep.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka, who I don't think he's dead now. Is he dead? Did he die finally? He definitely.
I thought Snooka was still alive, but maybe not. Oh, yeah, he died. That's right. Yeah, he did. Oh, gosh, he's been dead for 7 years. Never mind.
Jimmy and Valiant. Like, they're just looking at some of the people that signed at school. But anyway, the one I read, just flipping through it, I don't know if you flipped through the whole book or not, but sitting on a page, nowhere near his thing, but he's wrestling, I think it's wrestling Inoki was the guy he was wrestling, I think, but it's Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
and oh, that was just so cool.
Yeah, dude, and I know you've probably done your research on this. Just the value alone of even a cut Andre signature is through the roof. So, and
that's one of the ones that was signed to Nancy. And I mean, like you said, you can't. None of these are validated, so you can't say you're not PSA or whatever. But just looking at all that are in here, looking that they're to the same person, and he said he deals with a lot of people, and he's like, you know, when people are bullshitting, and she didn't seem like she was, you know, she seemed legit. So,
and yeah, the signature. Go ahead. Yeah, the thing that was cool, I was curious because you had mentioned Allentown. So I ran through and I put up in under Pro Wrestling Fandom, I found a house show card that ran in Allentown. It was March of 85. And I thought it was kind of cool because some of these names that I saw and that you've mentioned, you know, were on that show. And so it's very likely that that's where she might have received some of these autos. And it's Moondog Spot defeated Steve Lombardi. Jimmy Snuka defeated Paul Orndorff, U.S. Express, Barry Windham, and then it's listed actually as Mike Rotundo defeated the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov. That was apparently the main event.
Right. Iron Sheik was in there too. Talking about handwriting, his is, although he would have not written, I mean, he eventually learned English, but English wasn't his first language, and they write in a different alphabet than our alphabet anyway, so it kind of makes sense that his would be a little rougher.
But I was trying to figure out
when he signed his name like he talks, though, which is awesome.
Right. I was trying to figure out when. Because let's see. So surely, though, they went through the spectrum at some point, because I would think that if some of that was Allentown. So I'm going to pull up and let's see. So that book, you said, was 84.
Yeah, 84, I think, was the earliest, and 86 was probably the latest. Like, here, if I read this, I forget what the little thing that they signed. It says, to my dearest Philadelphia's finest mama and mama junior. So these must have taken care of the wrestlers or something inside of the things, because a lot of them are signed that way.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of these.
Mezzi, I don't know. Some of the names I can't read.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these some of these cards from the late 84 that ran through the spectrum. And you had several of those, Mr. Fuji, Bob Orton Jr., Junkyard Dog is there, Playboy Buddy Rose. I don't know if you've mentioned him or not. There you go. I found this one. January 12th, 1985, main event. Well, maybe not the main event. I could be wrong on this. This one, I was trying to figure out where Andre the Giant fit in. That's where I was trying to figure out. And apparently he was named for that show, but it looks like he didn't actually wrestle on that show. But I guess he would be somewhere in that 85, because they wrestled the Spectrum a ton back then, like once a month, basically. They ran the Spectrum like they were running the ECW arena. So... I would imagine if she did something even remotely related, she had plenty of opportunities, and that's probably how she got a lot of these, was just through a course of several different shows, I would imagine.
This page has SD Jones and Tully Blanchard on it.
Yeah, so SD Jones is listed here several times. There's Bobby Heenan.
Bobby Heenan's in here. Yeah,
I know you'd sent a picture with that one. I'm still trying to find. I wonder if this is when Andre like went back, was hurt or went back to Japan or something. But no, man, it's so cool. I was just trying to figure out, like, hey, what show did he sign that type thing? You know what I mean?
Rick Martel is in here.
He's one of my favorites. Rick Martel is actually probably the reason why I fell in love with the Royal Rumble. I think it was the second or third Rumble. It was maybe it was the third one, 91? Maybe it was the fourth, I don't know, whatever it was. This is the one where Martel lasted like 50 minutes, 51 minutes. And it was like, whoa, this is really cool. Like, someone like Rick Martel, of course, being a kid back then, you're like, well, Rick Martel's not Hogan, and he's not the Warrior, and he's not, you know, top notch. But Martel actually really was. He just was never the – he had the curse of the good worker, basically.
Yeah.
You know.
Apparently, Andre the Giant's fighting Blackjack Mulligan in the picture he signed, and Blackjack Mulligan also signed the page.
Oh, no kidding.
Blackjack Mulligan.
Yeah, he's a famous one. Now that's so cool, though, man. Like, it's talk about it. Just find some. Cool.
He didn't sign it, but here's One Man Gang's got a section in here, and Abdul the Bay, like Abdul. But I know he's a weird dude, like Abdul. Dusty Rhodes.
So I was trying to find. So this lady that got it is still alive, right?
Yes. I think she was on the board again. Yeah.
So if you start doing any kind of, I forgot all about this. If you start doing any, not forgot about it, just kind of, you know, one of those things that came right back up. If you do any kind of searching around 1980s WWF and a woman named Nancy in Allentown, that's when it comes up with the murder of Nancy Argentino, which Jimmy Snuka has been implicated in that many times over. And that happened in 83. So.
Here's Jimmy Valiant, the fearless boogie boogie man from the streets of New York City. He signed it.
Let's see. Oh, that's cool. Man, yeah, it's I was kind of going back through some of it.
Through and I like almost every other page has like a different signature here or there.
There is one I was curious. You had sent a picture of it, and I couldn't figure out who this was. Maybe you can pinpoint it. It's on the same page as. It's just it's not a picture page, it's just like a white page, but up in the corner it's got Chief Jules Strongbow, and second one is all in red, and I can see Mike, or it looks like Mike, but it looks like Mike Jones, but I don't know. Can we figure that one out?
That could be an S or an L too, like it could be Mike Sims or Mike. Yeah, I'm seeing it. I have no idea.
Yeah, I wonder. Let's see. I was just curious. I couldn't figure that one out. Michael Sims, no. I don't know.
It's a 2-Dancy, 2.
It's definitely Mike, isn't it?
A lovable person who will have a great future above always somebody.
Yeah, I was curious because I think the one that stood out because it was a nice, vibrant color on the auto and it was obviously done as Sharpie. I was just curious as to who the heck that would be. Mike Shaw?
No, other page, he's got Jumpin' Joe, somebody or other. Joe Sandold.
That'd be kind of funny if it was Mike Shaw. I didn't know who that is.
Crunchy Boy now.
Bastion Booger. No, it's weird. It's an interesting one. Mike Sharp, maybe? I don't know.
I can look in what she did on some of them. Like at the beginning of the book, there's the table of contents for the wrestlers' names, and she started crossing off people who signed it, but not all of them are like that. So I can give that a quick look.
It could be Mike Jones, dude. We're crazy. You know who Mike Jones is, don't you?
No.
Virgil.
Oh, okay.
That's his name. Yeah, it's Mike Jones. He's Michael Charles Jones, and that fits the time frame too, because he would have. The dude, and he's a Pennsylvania guy, so I mean, that might be him. Let's see. That'd be crazy if it was, because I don't know of anything of his that too much that he would have signed as that. Let's see, dude. You pull up the Virgil autos as he signed as Virgil. Man, I bet you that's who that is, because he is. It's similar. It's weird. It's almost like a similar pattern on the letter. Yeah, I would bet that's who that is. That's pretty cool. That was one I couldn't figure out.
A couple of them signed it with their name. Like this guy signed it, somebody, then underneath it says, I can't make out his name, but then it's the Bounty Hunter. I can look up the Bounty Hunter to figure out who it is.
The Bounty Hunter? Yeah, some of these guys, it gets a little deep for me, too, because I know my wrestling, but I don't know. Let's see.
Like this guy, Steve-O, signed it, Best Body Slam. So I had no idea who Steve was. They just said Steve. So I Googled Best Body Slams and Wrestler, and I found another thing he signed. Apparently, he was just a guy with the AWA for a little bit.
Oh, really?
I don't know if anything ever became him. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who the Bounty Hunter would be.
And then the Moondog signed them. Instead of everything I looked up was Moondog this, Moondog this, they signed it Bat Moondog and Rex Moondog.
Yeah, so you had sent that one, and I want to say it was Rex that I'd sent in a message. I'm pretty certain it was him. I could be wrong. But about 20 years ago, down here, I was at a wrestling show that was basically in a bar. I mean, it wasn't in a big venue, but they, whichever Moondog it was, and it could, both of them may have been from the area, but they're Tennessee guys, at least the one I had seen. And the funny thing was, I think, let's see, Rex, I don't think died that long ago. Yeah, he died about 5 years ago, and not far from where I'm at now. But the crazy thing is, I remember seeing that guy wrestle then, like it wasn't that long ago, and thought, no, you know what? Maybe it was Moondog. No, I can't have been Moondog spot. He would have been dead already. But either way, whoever it was looked to be about 70 years old wrestling then, and either guy was 50, like, ish. Yeah. So it was crazy. Let's see here. So, yeah, I thought that was cool, though, because I was like, yeah, I've actually seen that guy wrestle just. So what did you send here? What is this?
But this is like, I took a pile of pictures this morning. So this is like some of the pages.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I'll check those out. Yeah, no, it's that's such a cool find, man. So is there anyone in there, like outside of obviously Andre or some of the big names, that you're just kind of like, oh, this is really cool? Like
Just Junkyard Dog. And again, that kind of goes back to watching him in a cartoon as opposed to, and Mr. Fuji. I always thought Mr. Fuji was cool too. Fuji.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Oh man, I just look through some of these pictures. Oh, and well, of course, you know, well, you already had Captain Lou, didn't you? Though
I did. Yeah, I had Captain Lou on a couple of things.
Yeah, I figured you would have. And the Sheik, man, that's awesome. Did you have Sheik before?
No. You're gonna have before. I don't have a lot of wrestlers. I bought some video game that came with a Hulk Hogan signature. I want to say it was 2014. It was one of them. I have Captain Lou, Dusty Rhodes. What's his face? Brian King. Rob Van Dam one. Back a long time ago, he had a comic book store, and he was selling signed figures from his store.
Really?
ECW figure, yeah.
Yeah, I've got the figure. I don't have mine signed.
Now he's still spot.
Yeah. Now that's one thing I don't have. Any of the autos that, you know, we have are typically sports memorabilia that aren't wrestling related. I don't, I'll be honest with you, I'm not even certain of any wrestling ones
I got Sergeant Slaughter, but I have him on a G.I. Joe figure, so I don't know if that counts or not.
Yeah, it's close enough. You do have to get him to just have him sign that book, and I said that yesterday. Make sure he marks it.
He's like I mentioned earlier. He's from Allen. I think he lives in Allentown now. He's like a local.
Yeah, he was on that. On that show. We've talked about this before. He was on that show, that memorabilia show that ran through. It was on A&E.
Okay, that was a good show.
Yeah, it was, and I I think he was, if I'm not mistaken, part of the episode where they had like one of Sheik's boots or something.
Like, I was going to say, the one that sticks in my mind is they were looking for the Iranian, I don't even know what you call them, the Klujal things that you do, the little...
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was the, it was the shrubs.
Yeah, he would make people, and the only person in Khabib thing that did it was Bob Backlund. So they went to Bob Backlund's training center to get the pair of them.
To do them, yeah, they're the big wooden things that look impossible to pick up, and these, yeah, they were trying to do the, yeah, that's right. That was a good show, and they, it was cool because they did have some really neat memorabilia, and I think that's what really struck me as really cool about your find there is that, and you made a mention of it, it's a yearbook, basically.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just this soft cover thing, it's an actual hardcover. Looks like a school yearbook. It's really, really neat.
There's also like one little corner of a wrestling flyer for show 86. Returns to the something sports center in Northeast Philadelphia. But I can't tell you any of the names on it because there's 8 matches. I can tell you that.
Yeah, let's see if we can figure out where that would have been.
Oh, Battle Royal Productions of PA might be something to Google too. Battle Royal Productions PA.
I just found a not related to that, but an NWA show that ran at the Vet in 1986 in front of 10,000 people, so that place was empty because the Vet could hold 60,000 plus. So let's see. 65,000. Yeah. So, now that's super cool, man. Yeah. So what do you say? Battle Royal Productions?
Yeah.
You find anything?
No.
Nah.
Battle Royal is a little bit of a,
Yeah. It's pretty tough. Yeah. You'd almost have to go through and look at by venue or by city and just really dig. And that's the thing, looking at the history of WWE website back then, they ran, because it was still regional, really. I mean, it started to obviously go a little further with WrestleMania, and they were really, really running, you know, roughshod.
This was right before, from what I was reading, the WWF kind of took over.
Yeah, I was going to say, because right around that time, they started really running a lot of shows through, but they were really running heavy Northeast still, so at MSG and obviously the Spectrum, as we just discussed, they're running it once a month, or at least close to it or more. That's funny because it would have been right before the time I really started getting into it, so I don't remember it that way.
I can't even, I just tried typing in Knights Road Sports Center, Northeast Philly, and that's not bringing anything up. I don't think the place exists anymore. There's a Knights gym. Yeah.
That, or if it exists, it's been renamed 10 times over. Yeah. That's the other hard part about that is you have these venues, and like we know the ECW Arena is the ECW Arena, but you know that's been rebranded. It was rebranded then. It was Viking Hall, and now it's the 2300 Arena. But you know we all know it as certain there. So likelihood is some of these places still exist, but who knows what, you know, I'm not familiar enough with them, you know. That's such a cool find though, man. Out of curiosity, was that the only thing she had turned over or?
Yeah, I don't know. I should have asked what she used the credit for. I have no idea what she was buying from the shop. That would have been fascinating.
Yeah, that's a wild thing too, I guess, because of the not being able to verify. Is that why it was that low?
I guess, like I said, too, he's not the biggest wrestling fan, so I have no idea.
I just find it weird that like if
he's usually pretty fair, but he deals mostly with like I said, Hot Wheels cars and old tin toys and shit like that.
Right. Yeah, I just find it weird that I guess unless she was hard up for cash or something, man. But it sounds like she just got store credit. Yeah, that's just wild, man. Such a cool find. It's definitely one of those you should probably really investigate on trying to get, you know, authenticated, or I don't even know if you can.
I think PSA, not PSA, PSA, PSA will authenticate some of them.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that process works for, I mean, other than obviously I know for certain things, but for something like that, where it's got just all over the place, it's like having a baseball with 30 different signatures on it.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you'd have to get like specific ones and not the whole thing.
Yeah. And obviously go for your big ticket items there. Such a cool find though, man. So outside of that, what else has been going on? Anything?
No, not really. I mean, I've been dealing with some wonderful aging stuff. So just some health things going on. Nothing major. More eye stuff. But other than eye stuff's not going well, just more of it.
I got it. Yeah, I saw you having to kind of pull the glasses off to the end.
How's the puppies?
Doing good. Yeah, no, we did a little. Yeah, did a little camping this weekend. Had to kind of take care of my dad's property there for a couple days, so they're out of town, and so we camped down there, and it was fun. It was a good time. So got a lot of fresh air. The weather's been great here. So
nice here. Yeah, we went to the dog park for the first time this season. I guess you'd call it yesterday, because yesterday it was almost 70 here. It was just beautiful.
Yeah. Same here. It was awesome. Spent a lot of time outside, and you know, I'm probably feeling it now, a little wore out, but definitely beats the dead of winter stuff. So. But I definitely wanted to chat you up about that book. That's so cool, and we'll have to quiz Bob
on
how many wrestlers did we talk about on this one?